On Friday, British Prime Minister David Cameron left his country alone in the 27-nation European Union. At a summit in Brussels to try and stop the Eurozone debt crisis, he vetoed plans for a fiscal treaty which would impose closer control over national government budgets. The plan is going ahead regardless. European Council President Herman Van Rompuy says the pact to enforce greater fiscal discipline will be finalised in March.
Following consultations with national parliaments, we should know the number of participating states. I'm optimistic because I know that it's going to be very close to 27. In fact, 26 leaders indicated their interest in these efforts. They recognise the euro is a common good.
On Monday, David Cameron defended his decision. Britain's anti-European UKIP party has a seat in the European Parliament, and its outspoken leader, Nigel Farage, went a step further.
Well, you've decided to head off on the Titanic towards economic and democratic disaster, and we're now in a lifeboat.
The new fiscal pact will be extremely demanding for some countries. It'll require national budgets to be balanced, with annual deficits limited to 0.5% of GDP. It's hoped the first draft of the new fiscal treaty could be ready by next week. The European Union aims to have it in place by June.
Well, it makes you wonder whether Europe's the Titanic and Britain the iceberg, or the other way around.